Hello, everyone, and we're back with another episode of La Paz Thoughts. I'm your host, Teacher Axel, and today we'll be talking about Fortnite. Fortnite, the widely popular video game, can lead to big financial wins for teenagers. But La Paz readers say it used also parents have struggling over when to say enough. Now, there are two types of families, normal families and Fortnite families. It brought life to the game's colorful and engaging digital world, paid out $30 million in total prize money, and connected thousands of attendees from around the world. The World Cup 16-year-old winner took home $3 million in prize money. The game is now played by nearly 250 million people around the world. Some of the dozens of parents who wrote to us acknowledged the game's money-making potential for their young players, but many more complained that its addictive pool led their family to spend too much on in-game purchases like skins, emotes, and V-Bucks. This is a currency used in the game. Many also complained the game wreaked havoc on their children's emotions. Today, I have a special guest with me. It's a parent from our school. Her name is Amanda Perez. We'll be talking about the lure of money, you know, temptation from playing Fortnite, creating stress at home, and fear of addiction. All right, now we're going to talk about the lure of money. Okay, so this year's prize money was $3 million for the top winner. And the winner was just 16 years old. What do you think about this, Amanda?
Well, I think it's good that you make money doing something that you love or you like, even if you are a teenager. But don't you think that's a lot of money for just a 16 boy?
I do think it's a lot of money. Like, a lot of people have worked all their lives and haven't even come close to that amount of money.
But the real question is, like, did he stay with all the money, or their parents have to take care of the money until he's 21?
Yes, and the money goes to his parents, obviously, for financial purposes. That's too much money for someone so young. Mostly his parents are going to put it in the bank and pay his college studies or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, now, as a teacher, like, I notice all my students talking about Fortnite and how Fortnite, how great it is, and all these kind of positive things. But I don't see what's behind doors, right? Like, does it create stress at home?
Well, at the beginning, it's good to spend a few hours playing Fortnite because they are kids, they wanna play, and I think that's good. But leaving sports or leaving other activities that are more healthy than Fortnite, it's something to worry about it, because when your kid tells you, "I want to play Fortnite," it's okay, 3 hours, maximum 4. But when he says that he wants to play all day, you can't imagine your kid sitting on a chair looking at a screen all day. You don't think that's healthy.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the last point, fear of addiction. There have been recent studies saying that video games are highly addictive and that they take control of people's lives. Do you think this is a case or a possible case with your son?
Well, I think it might be, but that's under my control. I have two found, like, just imagine that you are in your house chilling and you're teenager come with you and tells you he had made a decision. He don't want to go to school anymore. He had no plans to go to college. he just wants to play Fortnite because you can win $3 million just playing, move your fingers. What are you going to tell him? That he can follow his dreams, but also he can make a decision right now. So I think it's every parent have a fear of their children getting addicted to something that isn't good at all. But as a parent, we have the responsibility to show them the balance between doing something that you like and doing something or being productive as you do something that you love.
Well, Amanda, I totally agree with what you've said. Thank you so much for being in our episode today.
No, thank you for inviting me.
Okay, and hope to hear from you soon. Take care.
You too.
Do you or your relatives play Fortnite? Please tell us in the comments how the game has affected your family. Remember, if you like this podcast episode, please share it with everyone you know. And let's let La Paz Thoughts get out into the world. Thank you so much. This has been Teacher Axel. Peace.